We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Bipidichos Shaliyo. We are in Zvach and Perigimel Mishnah Aleph. Basic premise of this Mishnah is that when we speak about a Machshava Chutz Lizmano, where someone has admired during one of the four Avodos that they're going to eat from the carbon beyond its time, and now it's rendered pigul, and anyone who eats that meat now is chayiv kares, that only applies where the person who's doing that particular avoda is kasher to do that avoda. If someone who, let's say for example, we're talking about the zrika, if the zrika of the dam is being done by a non-kohen, so then, and that person is that Yisrael, that Levi is thinking in his mind, oh, I'm going to eat from this carbon beyond its time. That doesn't make it pigul. Obviously, it's disqualified because the person is not a Kohen. But it doesn't make it pigul because pigul can only be rendered by the Kohen who is doing the avoda properly and just has this wrong machshava. But if it's being done by someone who's disqualified to begin with, so this follows the basic idea which we learned in the past, where all the other activities of that carbon have to be in place and have to be kosher, and only then this is what makes it disqualified. Then you can make it pigul. So the Mishnah begins by giving us a little background as to who's kosher to do what avoda. Kol ha'psulim sheshachatu shchidasan kshera. The Mishnah begins by telling us even people who are disqualified to do the avod in general, non-kohanim as the classic example, if they do the shchita of the karban, that's okay, that's acceptable. Shchita kshera bazarma, shchita is kosher with zara mazara, foreigner means a stranger, means a non-kohen. Banashim, women, even if they're from a kohen, family of kohanim, are the who cannot do the avoda, are kosher to do the shchita. Uva avodim and eved kanani, uvatmeim, people who are tamei. The language of the Mishnah sounds somewhat strange because it says, all those who are disqualified, who shechted, don't worry, the shechit is kosher. That's a language of b'di'evin, post facto. But l'chatchila, they should not shecht. Is that true about everyone on this list? L'chatchila, they shouldn't shecht, but if they shecht, it's kosher. So the Gemara says the only one that refers to is the tameh. Someone who's tameh, l'chatchila, should not shecht. B'di'evin, if they shechted, the carbon is going to be kosher. Everybody else, the Tzar, the women, the Avadim, they can shecht even l'chatchila. And then the Mishnah says, afilu b'kotche kotchim. Even the higher level karbanos, kotche kotchim, ola, chatas, asham, they're able to shecht as well. Uvelvad, shalo yiyu tameim nogim babasar. As long as the people who are tameh, who we said, b'di'eved, if they shechted, it's kosher, they should be careful not to touch the flesh. What's the issue? Because when an animal is alive, so someone whose tummy doesn't make a live animal tummy. But once an animal is shechted, now there's tumas och, it's subject to tumas ochlin. Food does become tummy. So therefore, the person who's shechting, who's tameh, he has to be careful. He shouldn't have shechted the chatchila. But if he did, just be careful after the shechita that you don't touch the meat. And how would he do so? Well, if he is, let's say, he's a rishon l'tuma, a certain level of tuma, he became tummy from an avatuma, and he touches food, food can become a sheni l'tuma. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying, you have to be careful that you don't touch the meat. Interestingly, the Mishnah does not say, make sure you don't touch the knife. Well, of course not, because he's obviously doing the shechita. But that question begs the question, why wouldn't then everything become tameh anyway? He touches the knife, the knife becomes tameh, and then now the knife touches the meat. Why is it only that he doesn't touch the animal? The knife touching the animal by a tameh, it should make the animal tameh no matter what, because the person who's shechting it is touching the knife, and that person is tameh. So the answer, according to some, may be that we're talking about a knife that's not subject to tumah. How do you have that? A knife is usually metal. That's true. Flat metal is the kabel tumah. But let's say you used a sharp piece of wood. Flat wood is not the kabel tumah. So then it's not a problem. So the only issue would be the tummy touching the animal directly. So another possibility is, what level of tumah is the person? If the person is an av hatumah, high level of tumah, mitzora, zav, or the like, so then you're right. They would be metame the knife, and the knife would then be metame the food. But if the person were a rishon l'tumah, so rishon l'tumah can't make a knife Tame. A knife is a kli. A kli, it can only become a rishon l'tame. It can't become a sheni l'tame. It can't become that second level. So because of that, the Mishnah therefore does not mention anything about the knife becoming tame, and that ruins everything to begin with. Because if the you're right, the knife would become tame and make the food tame if the person were not tuma, maybe they're on a lower level of tuma. So one other issue when it comes to tame, and that is, how is it that you have a person whose tummy who's shechting at all? How is he allowed into the Beis HaMikdash? You have to be lifnei Hashem, which means in the Azara. Anyone whose tummy is not allowed into the Azara. So how do we have such a case? Well, the shechita of a carbon, if a tummy shechted the carbon, the evit would be kosher. How do you possibly do so? How do you even enter the Azara? So the Gemara says, and the Bar Tanura points this out, you know what we must be talking about? We have to be talking about where he's using a very long knife. Use a long knife, so then sakina acharina. Very long. Now, if he's standing outside completely and he's shechting the animal inside, so that must be the case. Why can't we say, the Gemara wants to know, maybe you're speaking about someone who is using a regular knife and only part of the body is in the Azara, and most of his body's outside, puts his hand in and does the Shechita that way. So that gets into another discussion of what we call Bia B'miktsas. Is Bia B'miktsas Shema Bia or Lo Shema Bia? Is if you come into the Azara partially, have we said you've entered the Azara or not? So we want to avoid that discussion. Because it's possible that maybe if we hold Shmei Bia, it is considered coming in, even though only your arm went in, so that would be problematic. So in order to avoid that, we assume we're talking about someone who's Tamei, who used a very, very long knife. Okay, but that's all really introduction to what the Mishnah is here to teach us. The Mishnah now says, Lefikach Heim Poslim Memachshava. If one of these people, who are normally disqualified to do the Avoda, the Zrika, the Halacha, Kabbalah, or anything to do with Dam, right? Non Kohen, let's say. But during the Shechita, they had a machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, or Chutz L'Mekomo, but Chutz L'Zmano we're focusing on because that is what renders it Pigol. So the Mishnah says, their machshava will disqualify this karbon and render it pigul during the shechita. Why? Since they're kosher to do the shechita, they can make it pigul with their machshava. But v'kulon shekiblu es hadam, but all of these people who are disqualified to do that, if they did the kabbalah sadam, and that would be true if they did the holacha or the zrika as well, Chutz Lizmano v'chutz l'mkomo, and they had a chutz lizmano chutz l'mkomo machshava, so then that would not make it pigul or chutz lizmano, whatever type of disqualification we're speaking about, and therefore there's a way to save this. Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still blood, the lifeblood, which is from the neck of the animal, which would be kosher to use fizrika, still enabled to do the kabbalah, go through that process again, yachzor hakosher, now let a kohen who's kosher to do avodah, come vikabel, and receive the blood from the neck of the animal in the kli shareis, and sprinkle it, after a couple of minutes, it's not going to work. It has to be that's the blood that's spurting out of the beginning. So that if the Kohen does that, then the carbon is going to be kosher. Why? Because the machshava, these disqualified people for avoda, does not disqualify anything if it was done during a time or during an avoda that they can't do anyway. The Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. It says, Hamakriv oso lo yechoshev. The language of lo yechoshev is this. This is the source of pigul in Vayikra Zayin. This is a parshas Tav. So what is this? Hamakriv oso lo yechoshev. You shouldn't have this machshava of pigul or chutz lizman or chutz l'mkomo if you are the makriv oso. That's if you roi lahakrova. But if not roi, not fit for avoda, fit for hakrova. So then you can't make it chutz lizmano or chutz l'mkomo. Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Kibil HaKosher V'nasa LaPasli. Have a Kohen who's kosher. He received the blood in a Kli Shareis, and he gave it over to someone who's pasul to do Avoda. Yachzir l'kasher, let that pasul person return the kli with the blood to the kohen who is kasher, and the blood does not become disqualified the fact that it came into the hand of someone who is pasul. Now the Gemara explains that's only if the pasul, the disqualified person, didn't do any halacha towards the mizbeach. Once he does halacha, so that's an avoda that was done by someone pasul, that there's no way to fix this anymore. Kibel mimino. Let's say a Kohen received the blood using his right hand, which he's supposed to, venasan bismolo, and then he transferred the kli with the blood into his left hand. Yasser limino, he can return it to his right hand. The fact that it came into his left hand, which he cannot do avoda with, does not disqualify the dam, and he therefore just put it back to your right hand and sprinkle it on him as bech. Kiba b'kli kodesh. Let's say the Kohen received the blood from the neck of the animal in a kli sharis, the way he's supposed to, in a service vessel, and he then poured the blood into a kli chol, into an unholy vessel. Yachzer, that does not disqualify it. Yachzer the kli kodesh, pour the blood back into the kli kodesh, sprinkle on his bayah, it does not become possible, the fact that it happened to be in a kli chol. Then the Mishnah says, what about nishpach min ha-kli ala ritzpah va'asafo? The Kohen received the blood, he did the Kabbalah properly in the Kli Sharis, but now the blood falls out, and now it spills onto the ritzpah on the ground of the Azara, and now the Kohen gathers all the blood and puts it into the Kli. Kosher, the blood is kosher v'zrika, and on the Mizbeah. However, if that's only where it was received in the Kli, if it is coming out of the neck of the animal, it spilled, and then he gathered it in a Kli, they didn't do any Kabbalah, that would be possible. Nisanol gabei ha-kevesh, let's say someone who's puzzled to do the avoda did this rika on the kevesh of the mizbeach. Kevesh is the ramp, or shalok kenegad yisod, or he did this rika on the wrong place, on the side that doesn't have the base. The yisod, we mentioned the yisod, the base of the mizbeach, which was on two sides, and then it stuck out a little bit on the other two sides of the mizbeach. But he dropped these, sprinkled the blood, and there was no base in that area sticking out. So that's going to be that the zrika shelo bimkom in the wrong place. Or nasan esanitanim lemata limala vesanitam lemala limata. So we mentioned this before. We mentioned the chut hasikra. The chut hasikra is that red band that goes around the mizbeach. And that line, as we know, is there to remind the Kohen for certain karbanos that have to have the blood sprinkled above the chod hasikra, and those karbanos where the blood is sprinkled below the chod hasikra, below that line. So let's say you made a mistake, and this is someone, though, is not a Kohen. He is someone who is puzzled to do the avoda. And what did he do? He, as we said, either he put the blood on the mizbeach, or he sprinkled the blood rather on the mizbeach. That's on the mizbeach. Yes, he's supposed to on the ramp of the mizbeach. Clearly not. Does not belong on the ramp of the mizbeach. Or not next. Not corresponding to the base of the mizbeach. So there was on the wrong side of the mizbeach, basically. Or those who need tana lamata, either karbanos with his rika is supposed to be done below the chadas sikra. He put them lamala. He sprinkled them above. If there's any time of lamala, the most should need to be sprinkled above. He sprinkled below lamata. Or esanitanin bifnim, the blood of the karbanos whose blood is supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach hapnimi, the golden mizbeach in the heicha, which stood between, you had the shulchan on the right when you walked in, shulchan on the right, and this and the menorah on the left, and this was right when you walked in, was in the middle. As you walked into the Heichal, that's on Yom Kippur, where we sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Normally that Mizbeach was just for Torahs, just the incense, but on Yom Kippur we sprinkled the blood on that Mizbeach, and you put that blood, which should have been sprinkled on the golden Mizbeach, on Mizbeach HaPrimi Bachutz, you sprinkle it on the normal Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, or Vesanitana Bachutz, or let's say, as most Karbonos, the blood that's supposed to be sprinkled outside in the Azara, on the Mizbeach and the Azara, Bifnim, you sprinkle them, or you brought them into the Heichal and sprinkle them on the Mizbeach HaKtores, which is, as we said, something that only gets blood once a year. Im yesh dam hanefesh. So now, in all of these cases, the blood was sprinkled in the wrong place, but it was done by the wrong person. So if there's still blood in that kasher for zrika, yachzor hakasher v'yikabel, let a Kohen who's kasher now receives some blood from the neck of the animal in a kli shareis, sprinkle it on the mizbech in the proper place, and the zevach, the carbon, is going to be kosher. Why? Because since the zrikas hadam that was done in the wrong place was done through someone who's puzzled to the avodah, who's not royal zrika, that is not called a zrika at all. That doesn't disqualify the carbon. That's not a puzzle zrika. The zrika was done improperly. The zrika was done is not called anything because it's done by someone who's disqualified. And the same way his machshava does not make it possible chutz lizmano chutz lemkomo, same thing, the doing the zrika in the wrong place will not disqualify. What would happen if this, let's say you had a kosher person, kosher to the avodah, a regular kohen who sprinkled the blood on the not corresponding to the base, so it was the wrong place. He sprinkled it on the ramp. He sprinkled it below the chud hasikra when it should have been above, or vice versa, or on the wrong mizbeach. So what would happen then if he was a kosher person? So then the halacha is, there's no way to fix it. Why? Because since the blood actually touches the mizbeach, even though it's in the wrong place, we assume niskapu habaylim. We assume that will atone for the owner, but you're not allowed to eat the flesh of the animal. So to sprinkle again, what do you need it for? To sprinkle again, sprinkling the blood comes to give kapara. But there is kapara. It's just the animal can't be eaten. Well, to do that again is not going to accomplish anything. It's Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chavav Amud Beis.